Hi, truth tellers. It's been such a magnificent and humbling journey, hasn't it? Let's first start this module by taking a few deep breaths together and simply let everything we've learned and explored these past few weeks together sink in. So, breathe in. Breathe out. One more breath in. And out. Now, I'm sure there have been challenges, there have been triumphs, that you've gained wisdom and that you've shared with the community and created a community for yourself. And I'm so grateful that you decided to join me, and I'm honored to know that you are now part of my tribe. Over the next several weeks and months, you are going to be integrating all that we've learned together in a much, much deeper way. So I ask you to please be patient with the process and to remember to celebrate yourself and be gentle. The work of embracing it all is the work of a lifetime. And that's what Module 5 is, embracing it all. So what does that mean to embrace it all? Now, I'm the last person to suggest that living the life of a truth teller is a magic bullet that's going to result in some unachievable, quote, happy ending. Many of us have discovered that coming to a state of inner self-acceptance and peace will not magically transform the world into that magical heaven of love and light. In fact, as you learned in Module 3, part of the journey you are on, and we all are on, has to do with recognizing that we cannot have the light without the dark. It's really about coming back to your essential wholeness and moving through the stumbling blocks of perfection and self-judgment with as much self-compassion, curiosity, and awareness as we all can. As you may already know, there are no promises, guarantees, or easy formulas to help us make sense of the complexity of life. Instead of reducing life to black and white stories that allow us to cling to comforting explanations of why things are the way they are, we really need to expand our capacity to see this world in all its brilliance and all its different colors. No matter what the degree of misfortune or suffering that has touched each of us, I believe we're being called upon to open our hearts to all of it. We're being called to recognize that there are no rights or wrongs, but there are effective and ineffective choices in how we choose to react to the experiences we've had and the circumstances that we are presented with. I also believe that every single one of us is bound to come up against new challenges, but in using the principles we've worked with during this course, from the feminine wisdom exercises to the willingness to change a limiting story into an expansive story, you will only continue to expand and unlock more of that beautiful, unique genius and voice that you have discovered. Also, in this module, this is the time to really reflect and revisit the intention you created before the course. Remember that in the intro? I'd really like you to look back and see what that intention was. Ask yourself the questions like, did I achieve that intention? Did the intention change along the way? And do you feel like you still have further work to do with it? And I want you to remember, setting intentions and committing to them, as well as refining them along the way, is part of the path of being a truth teller. So is taking the time to figure out what worked well and what didn't, and where you'd like to experience future growth. And lastly, and most importantly, the journey of writing your story has very likely been emotional and cathartic for you. So I want you to be sure to celebrate yourself and your courage and the efforts that you took to do this. Because I believe, in fact, celebration is the primary theme of this week's module. Let's all reflect on and celebrate the many ways you've proven yourself to be a resilient, go-getting badass. You are literally teeming with such awesomeness. Not so much because of what you've done, but because of who you are. Even if it isn't always apparent on the surface, it's your nature to be extraordinary. And the choice as to how you will go about doing it is no one else but yours and yours alone. I love the word celebration, and I love to celebrate. Because celebration is all about maintaining an attitude of gratitude and self-acknowledgement. Celebration also reinforces to your brain and your emotions and your soul that you have been a courageous individual that has overcome and is committed to making their life happen. So now that you've finished this 5-week journey, I want you to stop to offer yourself words of love or a token of appreciation, which could be as small as a cup of tea or as huge as a new wardrobe. It doesn't really matter what you choose to give yourself as long as the gift is given in the spirit of self-nurturing. Additionally, the wonderful thing about celebrating ourselves when we do the work of truth-telling and sharing our story is that we begin to associate it not with grueling work, but with excitement and fun. That little girl in us glides us to the forefront, bringing enthusiasm, magic, and a sense of wonder rather than dread, like, oh my God, I have to go to therapy or I have to process this experience. So I believe that recognizing the power of celebrating our stories is a huge part of why I created my global community, Women for One. I wanted women across the globe to express their truths by sharing their stories and perspectives with a wide network of people. At Women for One, we have a diverse group of women sharing their stories. And we don't pick and choose whose story is worthy of an audience, or whose is better or worse, or harder or more tragic, or more inspiring. A woman's story is hers and hers alone. And Women for One offers her a safe place where her story can be honored, held, and supported. It's really quite humbling to see the women that share their stories. And I notice that as women are invited to bring themselves fully to my community and share their stories with other people, they become more adept at digging deeper and deeper to recognize unconscious beliefs and values that support patterns that may not have served them in their past. So, in short, in telling their stories, they simply transform, and many of them blossom. And as I've said before, sharing our stories isn't just about rehashing trauma. It's also about allowing ourselves to shine and celebrate what we've overcome, and own the parts of our lives that are so beautiful, so powerful, and truly uplifting. After all, I've encountered a number of powerful accounts from people that really didn't require blood, sweat, and tears to make me take notice. So many of you now have finished that first draft of the piece of truth-telling you've been working on for the past several weeks. And if not, it's totally fine. It will come when it's supposed to. When you signed up for this course, you also signed up for the opportunity to have your story published on the Women for One website. And I'm so excited about that. So if you want to look into this, the submission guidelines are in the PDF for this module. We are here for you, and so is the community at Women for One. And that was one of my other goals in creating Women for One. Aside from helping women like you share their stories, it was really to have a place where authentic community is a reality for all of us. As someone who's been lucky enough to experience the power of a supportive and loving tribe, and as someone who holds each and every one of my friendships really, really close to my heart, I truly believe that women's connections with each other have the capacity to transform our world completely. I love the community I've created, and I love the Women for One tribe. And I mean, even look at some of the studies that are out there that suggest that each of us is the average of the 5 people with whom we spend the most time with. In other words, those people that you interact with the most are the ones who have the biggest influence on who you are and who you are really capable of becoming. I mean, they actually influence your potential. So when we step into our power, we understand that we have the capacity to be conscious and intentional about who is in our tribe. It's really our choice and our choice alone as to who we're going to choose to surround ourselves with. So let's explore the notion of this tribe. Think of the qualities you want them to have, but also really get an awareness of who's around you at this time, who you have chosen to be in your life, because truly they are somewhat of a reflection of you. And know that we model the behavior of people around us. So it's important to choose people who vitalize, energize, and inspire us. Also, you gotta have people around who celebrate your wins and really are there for you to mourn your losses with you. And I think most importantly, people that really see you for who you are is so valuable and crucial in really diving into sharing your truth and becoming a truth teller. The people who deeply love and know us also have that capacity to help us tap into that genius we've spoken about, which can completely transform the way we think about ourselves. So really, it is crucial to develop this discernment when it comes to knowing the people who are in your tribe. I encourage you to learn to separate who supports you from who drains you. And acknowledge the people who have proven themselves over and over again to you. You know them, the ones with whom you have a natural heart connection. Kind of like the girlfriends you can call at any time of the night from the bathroom floor sobbing. I know those ones very well. Others may not make the cut, but that's okay, as your tribe consists of many different layers. This tribe may include teachers and mentors whom you love and respect, and also colleagues who you're really on the same page with in a lot of ways and on the same journey as you, and just peers that you can laugh with and cry with and love. And on some level, even the people on your shit list are part of your tribe because they have the power to help you learn from your mistakes. I really believe to my core that the people that I'm like, why are you in my life? You are not part of my tribe and I can't get rid of you are some of our greatest teachers. So this week, I really want you to practice nurturing the relationships that make you the most you. If you don't feel like you have those kind of relationships, ask yourself some questions on like, what can you do to cultivate them? Where can you find those people? And how can you open yourself up a little more and be vulnerable and authentic from our last module to create intimacy and find those members of your tribe. I really have such faith that the more women there are doing the work of this course, the bigger and more powerful the global tribe of truth tellers will be. I really believe that each of us has a vital role to play on this planet, and the best way we can do this is to become aligned with our truth. And most importantly, give up our victimhood and feelings of powerlessness. Not only are you not powerless, but you are part of the creation of life itself. And know that, like really let that sink in. Because in owning your connection to the feminine, which includes complexity, creativity, joy, love, surrender, in embodying that feminine, you anchor the power of your truth, which we need now on this planet, as all of us know, more than ever. Also, truth-telling to me is the best way to heal old wounds. The act of healing is such a radical act, not because it's about fixing something that is broken, but because it's about reclaiming our innate wholeness in this very moment, no matter what is happening. This world full of women committed to their own healing and truth is generating a collective vision so incredible, so unprecedented, that it's hard for the human mind to grasp, at least at this time. The tools in this course are touchstones for that vision. Once we ground deeply into them and practice them on a regular basis, we will discover that they enable us to dream a new dream for ourselves, as well as the world at large. Now, the final home play for this course is something that I call the Truth Teller Manifesto. More specifically, I created this because it's your Truth Teller Manifesto. It's a beautiful piece of work where you define what truth-telling means to you and how you want to commit to it, only on your terms. This manifesto is meant to inspire you and to fire you up to remind you of your power and let you know that it is well within your capacity to live as a truth teller 24/7 for your whole life. I promise you, all you need to do is commit to it. So take your time with the Truth Teller Manifesto. Really think about everything you've gained from this course and how you want to apply it to your life. I want you to think about your values and about what it means for you to be in integrity with who you really are deep down inside. Now, truth-telling is going to look very different from person to person, and the way you do it might even change over your lifetime. But one thing is for certain, it will always be in alignment with your unique truth, your unique genius, and your really special voice. This is a course you customize for yourself that you commit to. So please continue to cultivate and share your truth and to integrate the lessons of this course. Feel free to come back to the material over and over again. And because you're a first-time truth teller course participant, you can take the class as many times as you want, because it will be offered again in the future. And I really, really want to encourage you to stay in touch with us by emailing us at truthteller@womenforone.com. And you can even submit more stories at our share page. I want to leave you with a quote by the novelist Erin Morgenstern, because it really resonates with my beliefs around this course and with Women for One. "You may tell a tale that takes up residence in someone's soul, becomes their blood and self and purpose. That tale will move them and drive them, and who knows what they might do because of it, because of your words. That is your role. That is your gift." So with that said, I wish you peace, joy, power, and wholeness as you embark on the next leg of your truth-telling journey in the world. Big love.